It was 2004. This was 3 years after Napster had been shut down, but digital music definitely wasn't going anywhere. iTunes was selling singles like hotcakes, and CD stores like Sam Goody and Tower Records were already a thing of the past. So how did Harvest make the cut?
Just trying to take care of customers and not really have an ego or any kind of attitude about it. Just kind of like, okay, yeah, you want that, we're going to get that.
That's Matt Schnabel. He and Mark Capon met each other in college and bonded over their love of music and putting on shows. And Schnabel's right. Turns out it's really important to not be a judgmental, rude record salesman. Just think about Jack Black and High Fidelity, the quintessential movie about a record store.
Oh, you do? Well, how about the Jesus and Mary chant?
Yeah, they always seem...
They always seemed what? They always seemed really great is what they always seemed. They picked up where your Precious Echo left off, and you're sitting around complaining about no more Echo albums.
Sure, it's dated. There's a scene where the employees fight about whose tape gets played in the PA system. But there's still a stereotype out there that if you own a record store, you have to be cooler than cool. Whereas for Schnabel and Capon, the idea really is to give people what they want.
Here you come along.
You know, I really admired what they were trying to do, because I knew already what the pitfalls were.
That's Greg Cartwright. He's a guitarist and singer for The Raining Sound, a band performing at this weekend's festival. He owned a record store in Memphis before he moved to Asheville. It's one thing to sell used records, Cartwright says. Once you've got a storefront and people know you'll take records, it's easy enough to get business. But ever since the beginning, Harvest has been trying to do something different.
They were really trying to stay on top of people's tastes and interests that are a little outside the norm, which is really kind of the norm for Asheville. You know, there are a lot of people here that are looking for something that's different, you know, and that's hard. That's really hard.
Especially 10 years ago when West Asheville didn't have an established scene of its own.
It was still old school, like mechanic shops and random, like the vacuum cleaner store across from DeSoto. I bought a vacuum there one time. It was awesome.
Cartwright says the fact that Harvest decided to open in West Asheville really set the scene for the rest of the shops that came up on Haywood Street.
It was just a really great time for that side of town, which now has like all kinds of restaurants and bars and stuff. But at that time, it was pretty, you know, those were the two games over there, was the record store and across the street, the Admiral.
One newer West Asheville venue, the Mothlight, is even a part of Transfigurations. Shows will also be at the Gray Eagle in the River Arts District tonight, with the Saturday shows on the Blanahasset Island in Marshall. Angel Olson is another musician performing at Transfigurations. She says she first met the Harvest guys when she was touring with Bonnie Prince Billy. They had a show in Marshall, too.
At first, I was with them, and, you know, I'm like, why are we driving out to the middle of nowhere, you know? But then you get there, and it's this beautiful old high school with art studios. I call it the snow globe place, because it looks like, you know, a tiny little town in a snow globe.
Transfigurations 2 features about 30 bands over 3 days. Some, like Olson and Nest Egg, are based in Asheville. Others are coming in from places like New York and as far away as New Zealand. Schnabel says, like the store itself, the point of Transfigurations is to provide festival goers with a sense of discovery.
The goal is for people to say, oh, maybe I recognize one or two people, but yeah, I'm going to trust that this will be an event that includes artists that are worthy of seeing, and people get turned on to something new. And that should be the goal perpetually in life, is to trust people to provide you with something that is meaningful, when you could always just go out and dig around on the internet and find some stuff, but why not get out of your comfort zone for a day or whatever, a one show, and just try something out.
The Raining Sound's Greg Cartwright puts it another way.
It's like a Willy Wonka ticket. You don't know what's going to be there, but you know it will be fantastic, and that the people who are in charge of the whole thing, it's going to be something amazing.
For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.
Noah's Cackalacky girl.